Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Herbie, hour two. Let's get it.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
It's lunchtime. Let's talk some football.
I didn't reach out to Layla today and say, hey, this is what we should talk about. This should be our agenda today for our discussion of on her monthly visit. I don't know what we're going to talk about, and I'm kind of looking forward to figuring out what it is that we talk about. Layla Rahimi does a great job for NBC Sports Chicago. You see her on the sidelines during Bulls games. You see her hosting baseball shows during baseball season. She is not Leah Remini. Who else are you not?
Oh, yeah. People always think I'm Sierra Santos. I've also never been on Beer Money. None of these things have happened.
None of those things are true. But she is here in studio as she is once a month. Hey, what's up, friend?
Hola. We even got some requests for Blackhawks talk. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen today.
No, but the one request that I did get that I think we are going to do is, what was your Jingle Bash review?
Oh, yeah. I went to Jingle Bash. That was a lot of fun. I was a 12-year-old and really like seeing Marshmello. I love a good DJ
set.
So
Marshmello was who you were looking forward to?
I don't play Fortnite, so I'm not into all that.
Well, that request came from Mark Grody, and Grody took his nieces to Jingle Bash.
Of course he did, because that sounds appropriate.
That's totally appropriate for a Mark Grody. So you went to go see Marshmello DJ.
Well, I went because my friends were going, and I like my friends, and it's a fun thing to do, and I love concerts, so... Katy Perry was really good too. So Marshall and Katy Perry were worth it for me. Camila Cabello is okay. I'm just not a huge, like, I don't know the history there. And like, I know like a song. It's not really my area. But
what's the best concert you've ever been to?
Ooh. Well, I actually got to see Frank Black live of the Pixies. And that was like 2002. And that was an amazing show. I've seen, actually, this past South by Southwest was pretty good.
Who did you go to South by Southwest?
I saw Lizzo. She put on a great show this year. South by Southwest, my buddies do this annual DJ show that's gotten bigger and bigger. And this year it was Z-Trip, A-Track, Just Blaze, who brought up Manny Fresh. And New Orleans hip-hop has a special place in my heart. Old school Cash Money is pretty much everything in my life. Even more so than Houston hip-hop. And I'm going to get killed for that. But it's the truth.
Well, when I look at you occasionally on Instagram will put your playlist for your workouts.
And it's all ridiculous, like, ratchet hip-hop.
But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with getting a little ratchet if you got to get motivated.
And I like alternative, too. Alt-J was really good at Lollapalooza a couple years ago. That's probably the thing. Like, people travel and stuff, and I was trying to figure out what my other hobbies are besides just, like, running around town like an idiot. And it's probably concerts.
Herbie, what's the best concert you've ever been to?
I don't go to many, but it would probably have to be Third Eye Blind 1998 at Western Illinois.
Why?
Ooh.
With Eve Six. It was their part of their campus invasion. And I loved
you were there. That's when you were still a student?
Exactly, for the 6 months. And then I loved Third Eye Blind. It was right there with the, you know, losing a whole year type of thing. Their first album, 3EB. Great album.
That was like when they were peak, right? That was probably when they were at the height of their popularity.
Yeah, Eve Six was Inside Out song was out. It was great.
Pearl Jam played in my hometown, and I didn't get to see that because I wasn't old enough at the time to be able to go. My mom was like, no.
Panther just saw 311 this weekend.
Nothing more, nothing better. I mean, maybe only like four songs, what, Down, Amber, all mixed up, and I'm out.
So did our boss, John Shipman.
He went to go see 311?
Yeah, apparently so.
At the Aragon, right? That's where they were?
Foo Fighters was really good this past year at Wrigley, 2018.
Huh.
They were really good.
Oh, I forgot. U2 1996, the Pop Mart tour. Great times.
Was that when they had the lemon that
Big
people
lemon.
Could say that they could see from like miles away?
Yeah, right here at Soldier Field. It was great.
I also wanted to go to that concert, but I wasn't old enough.
Campy, what's the best concert you've been to?
I saw a Trombone Shorty at Ravinia not this past summer, but the one before, and that was fantastic. I hadn't seen him in person, so that was one that I had really been looking forward to.
All right, so let's go around the room. Who's someone who's on your list that you haven't seen that you want to see?
Michael Jackson.
Well, you can't.
Wow.
I mean, you could, because they have the thing in Vegas, so I guess you could, but you can't.
Jamiroquai, which, weirdly enough, they've only come to America a couple times. They came 2 years ago at North Shore Festival, but I didn't want to go by myself, and I don't like crowds, so I didn't go to that concert. It was a Sunday night at Union Park, but if I ever get a chance to see them, it's a group, not a person, guys. Jamiroquai.
That's actually a fair assessment. Am I crazy for saying, like, it's got to be some boomer band that I'm worried about somebody might, like, pass soon, which is a really dark way of putting things.
It is.
Stones, maybe? I saw Billy Joel at Wrigley. I've always wanted to see Billy Joel at the Garden. That's like a rite of passage in the East, and I hadn't done it.
Campy? Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, I figured. That's like if I'm putting together my, well, I can't have it now because the one guy's dead, but if I'm putting together my dream concert, and I guess President Obama got this, it would be Stevie Wonder and Prince. Like that would be the concert. But I don't really go. Like that's not, I have a, my anxiety is too much in crowds like that. But you know what I'd love to see? That every time they come to Chicago, I miss them. Brand New Heavies. Like I every time, like they're in town, I'm like, oh, I have something to do that night. So
Stevie, we'll see you at the concert.
Stevie will see you at the concert.
Oh no, y'all are going there today.
Have you seen the latest?
I can't deal with it. My headspace will not contain this.
The Shaq story?
I can't. You guys were tweeting about it the other day, and I just refused to click on the link.
Is the Shaq story in the vault? If it's not, put it in the vault. It's only like 45 seconds. But yeah, Stevie can see. It's in the vault? All right, so here's Shaquille O'Neal telling his story of how Stevie Wonder can see.
It's a true story.
It's a true story. So, according to Shaq, we lived in the building on Wilshire. So you park your car and the valet's down there. So I'm already in the building. I'm coming through the lobby. Door opens. It's Stevie Wonder. He comes in, says, "What's up, Shaq?" Presses the button. Oh, it's true story. Presses the button, gets up on the floor, bathtub, goes to his room. I went and called every person I knew and told the story. They believe me. No, bro, he got on the elevator. He's like, "What's up, Shaq? How you doing, big dog?" Yes, he did. Yep. Wilshire Boulevard. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's the story. He's sticking
with it. Yeah, I'm telling you what happened.
You gotta tell the story.
That's cool. I was like,
even Stevie could see. Was, you. Yeah, like, hold it. What?
Yeah, okay. But
you were so good, even Stevie could see.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
Yet more mounting evidence that Stevie Wonder has been in it for the long con.
My mom ran into him in San Antonio once at a very popular Mexican restaurant there. Mi Tierra, and I was always like, yeah, my mom saw Stevie Wonder, and then everybody always go, guess who didn't see your mom? Stevie Wonder.
No, Stevie saw your mom.
Supposedly. I don't want to talk about this. I suspend disbelief on a lot of things, even though I get really angry about sports. I actually lead a happy life outside of it. And like, that is not one of those things I want to discuss.
If Stevie was actually blind, though, wouldn't he have run into your mom?
I don't know. He was with people. I don't know the logistics. Like, you just hear about things later. Hate you guys right now.
We need to get Layla's mom on the phone.
It is the holidays.
I feel like she could also give us more evidence.
No way.
Stevie's
my mom
out on
loves
State
Stevie
Street
Wonder.
Looking at the windows.
My mom loves Stevie Wonder.
I do too.
Text line makes a really good point. That just means you can smell Shaq 25 feet away.
Yeah, but how do you know it's Shaq?
Oh, that's good.
You don't know if it's Shaq? I'm just saying.
Oh, my word.
He could see. What would you like to talk about today? Because I wanted to leave it open and up to you. Things that you wanted to discuss. It doesn't have to be sports if you don't want.
I always go that direction, it being a sports station. I quit Screen Passes on Monday. I have the entire week off, and it's already fully busy. But one of the things I decided was that I quit Screen Passes. Quit them.
Why?
Because they never work. There's like two teams in the NFL that can run a Screen Pass successfully, and everybody else uses it as a dumpster fire panic move that doesn't work.
I wish the Bears would use it more often.
They used it on like 3rd and 16. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Every play develops like 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It makes me hate everyone.
So you have a week off. Obviously, like, we're happy that you're here.
Oh, no. I'm happy. It was the only week I could do it. Last week was insane work-wise.
But do you mean to tell me that you then took your week off and was like, let me watch some tape?
No, I just went to watch the game,
okay.
Actually.
All right.
But, you know, like, it's a working lunch, so to speak.
Well, that's how you are.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm always multitasking.
It doesn't surprise me. It's just like, you know, you don't get a lot of time off, so.
No, after this, I have to hop on a call about a bowling shoot for NBC Sports Network.
What's going on with the bowling? I actually made Panther keep the television on. It ended up being ESPN and not us. I was like, wait, it's bowling. Layla might be doing sideline reporting for
that. Ours is NBC Sports Net. And Jerome Bettis, that's how I know Jerome now, appropriately wearing black and yellow today. And Jerome is awesome, by the way. And you know that was his sport before football.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys that can really do it up. Like, AB can bowl.
Oh, I didn't know
like,
that.
Like, he's a really good bowler.
I'm not surprised. He's probably good at everything he does.
Correct. He would tell you you're 100% right.
He would. But if you're successful in the NFL, you're pretty good at everything you do.
Yeah,
you
don't except get to that throwing level. A baseball.
Well, that's okay. That is A-okay.
Because some of the guys...
So he can't pitch for the White Sox. So he's off our list of prospective White Sox starters.
Don't bring up White Sox.
I don't even know what to do, man. Like, Corey Kluber was available? When did that happen? Yeah.
There seem to be a lot of pitchers that are available that aren't signing with the White Sox.
Right, but Corey Kluber just was sneakily available in the Rangers trade. Class A is... He's a legit prospect. I'm not real excited about him being in the Central.
It's all a matter of what do you think this next year is. Like, I personally feel like the 2020 season should be a season that we're not talking about rebuilding. We're talking about winning.
Yeah, you have to. And you know what? That goes back to, I heard you guys, it was you, Bernstein, and Connor all talking about the playoff expectation for the Bulls. And I don't mind at all that they put it out there. You should put it out there.
I agree.
But don't be afraid to be upset if your plan's not going to plan.
Yes, it's totally, like, that's one of the things that I think that drew people into this year of Bulls basketball was, oh, they're serious.
We have a goal. This is our goal. We're going to share it with you.
And there's nothing wrong. Here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with having the goal. There's nothing wrong with failing to get to the goal. What is wrong, in my opinion, is acting like you didn't have that goal. Player said it, the coach said it, the people in charge said it. It's okay to be like, hey, we thought we would be further along than what we are, and we're not. And that's disappointing, and our fans should be disappointed by that.
Right, and I think the reason why people shy away from that in the sports world, and I've talked about this when it comes to the things that Matt Nagy has said vis-a-vis Mitch Trubisky, you're just not going to throw your personnel under the bus, and you're not going to throw your boss under the bus. So then you're in this odd space where you can't really say what you want to say, so you say some stuff instead.
But I'm not
making any excuses. I'm saying this is we see what's going on every day on the court. That's enough for me.
But Layla, like, I'm not talking about scorched earth. I'm not talking about that, whether it's Pax or Matt Nagy or Rick Hahn, like, no one has to come out and rip people. But
this shouldn't be their standard.
Yes, this is ridiculous what we're seeing. And it's okay to be like, look, we thought that we had in front of us a team that had a legitimate shot at being in the playoffs, and we were clearly wrong. And we're now working towards correcting the things that we think are wrong. And that way, you're not tearing anyone apart, but you're being honest with the fan base.
I step on the scale every day, knowing what I ate good and well the previous day. And you have to start somewhere if you want to fine tune something or if you want to make adjustments.
I put the scale back in to
you
my
have
workouts.
To acknowledge it.
I had gone away from it and it was a little scary. And I got back on it. I was like, ah, it's not that bad, but it should be a lot better.
We all need to hold ourselves accountable in some way, shape, or form.
The term holding accountable comes up a lot. I don't think that people understand what it means. The blanket we hold ourselves accountable. If there's no action, then how exactly are you holding yourself accountable?
And for the listener who requested Blackhawks talk, I'll give you this. That was one of the main things we heard when Jeremy Culleton was hired, was Stan Bowman and the management saying, we're gonna hold people accountable.
We're gonna We're going to hold Q accountable.
But they did that in a wholesale personnel change at the top of their food chain.
We're going to the Blackhawks game tomorrow. Tony's first Blackhawks game.
Uh-oh. Oh, Tony and I had a conversation about Stevie Wonder, by the way, which is still blowing up the text line.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Tony's take on it was actually reasonable, which was shocking.
It is shocking because he is the number one conspiracy theorist that's ever worked here.
And he just applied a very reasonable take to it, which was perhaps Stevie is legally blind and not 100% blind.
That's how I feel.
Hundo P's.
But I think he's been playing that long con game.
Get back to bowling. I feel like I'm in an all skate where they're just like, topic, go.
Yeah, well, we're not jukeboxes. So.
Okay, so back to bowling. Jerome Bettis once said that bowling a 300 is harder than winning a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because one is by yourself and the other one you have a lot of teammates around.
I was going to say, it's all on you.
But then again, Jerome Bettis was also surrounded by amazing talent. So that's why they won the Super Bowl.
Can you bowl?
No. I haven't bowled in a long time. Not very well. And I have nails.
Oh, yeah. That would be detrimental.
Yeah, I enjoy watching it. Like, it's cool once you understand the intricacies.
Herbie, can you bowl?
I cannot, but I call shenanigans on Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis has done both. Like, yeah. He's bowled a 300, and he's won a Super Bowl, and he's in the Hall of Fame. So
exactly.
I feel like he's
There's
a guy who can make a comparison.
Bunch of people can bowl 300.
Like, I don't know, man.
I bet you if I took 3 to 4 months out of my life and started bowling, I'll bowl 1-300.
Is this the new bet? And is steak cooked by Shane the reward for this bet?
I will never win a Super Bowl, ever.
You're not going to bowl 300.
Now listening. That have bowled 300.
I agree that there are multiple people that have won, have bowled 300 games, but you're not going to be one of them.
Why not?
Well, if we're talking about on like a professional oil pattern, you have no prayer.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, and I learned like you have to like check the oil pattern of the lanes before you go in there. You got to see what's
what. I know
it's
really hard, but come on.
No.
I just call shenanigans on his thing. How many people have won the Super Bowl?
That's a very good point.
Thousands.
Yeah, and there's like millions have bowled 300.
But my point is that even if you started today.
But I have a better chance of bowling 300 than winning a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, I guess technically.
You do, yes.
Everybody does. Every single person does. Because it's very select group of people that get in the NFL.
Well, this
very
is 2 minutes
people
I can't get back.
That get to the Super Bowl and very select few people that win the Super Bowl. So
I swore I did not think that Herb would have a hotter take than a Tony take today.
These are the things. You never quite know what's going to set Herbie off. You never quite know.
This is amazing.
It's...
Herb, I feel like this goes down the golf path or like the pro pool path where just because it looks attainable and you know a thing or two about it doesn't mean you can do it.
Yes, I probably more than likely cannot bowl 300. But
if I win this bet, does Shane cook us a steak?
If I started when I'm going to do this with my first child. If I start my child at 5 years old and said, you know what, we're going on the path of either bowling a 300 or going to the Super Bowl and winning it, that kid will bowl a 300 before he ever gets close to the Super Bowl.
Herbert Bone III.
Oh, man, that's great. Campy, have you ever bowled?
Yeah.
Are you any good at it?
I used to be. I haven't bowled for a minute, but I mean, I think my high game's in like the 230s or 240s.
That's
like
pretty damn good.
And think about this. Half the population cannot win the Super Bowl because we have a sexist society.
I don't think a woman's trying to win the Super Bowl.
Exactly. My point.
I like how.
Boom. Roasted.
That's a good place to take a break.
We got hot bowling takes on the text line, too.
A ton of them. We need to take a timeout. Layla Rahimi's going to be here for another segment. She does this once a month. It's the monthly visitor. By the way, this segment is being brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the score.
112 for Ivan Nova. To quote the band, that is where the players dwell. Nicely done. We have more coming up with Scott Podsednik.
Room 112 where the players dwell.
This is why we love Layla Rahimi on this show. We look forward to her monthly visits.
It's an unstructured all skate today. I kind of like it.
Can you skate?
Yes.
Ice skate or roller skate?
Roller skate, sometimes longboard. Ice skate, yes.
There's a really, I forgot the name of the documentary. It might be all skate, but I saw it on Netflix. And it was about roller rinks kind of drying up around the country. And here, because, you know, Chicago is huge.
What is this roller skating rink I've heard people make references to?
The Loop?
No, there was another one.
The Rainbow? Rink?
Yes, Rainbow.
Or Markham?
I don't know, man.
Or Glenwood.
It sounds like a good time. I don't know. I'm into it.
Well, last year, it was later than when you guys showed up, but at the block party, they had roller skating.
Dang it!
We actually walked right past it.
Why are you telling me now?
I'm hopefully they'll have it next year, so you and Panther can go out there and skate.
Oh, I will totes roller skate. Let's go. Yeah, for some reason, I'm decent at ice skating and anything that requires some balance, but not like normal sports that require, you know, athletic ability.
By the way, Herbie, our buddy Russ Leonard just texted me. And Russ said that you could bowl a 300. Here's what he texted me. He said, if Herb wants to shoot 300, he could do it with practice. I've done it three times, so anyone can do it.
See?
Dang.
I just don't buy that Herb could do
this,
it.
This really seems like some score hashtag content at some point that you guys could cook up.
Can we also, speaking
it's a good
cooking
winter
up,
activity.
Score cooking up. Shane O'Mac of Made Steaks, is that right? Shane Reardon made you a steak?
Yes.
It pay was, off a bet?
Yeah. White Sox Dave was on Twitter talking mad trash and saying the line suck. They're only going to win three games. I was like, bet then. He's like, okay, cool. So all I had to do is have the Illini win four games, and I won a steak dinner. He roped Shane in there
to make
hey,
it.
Can you cook it for us? And Shane knocked it out last night. White Sox Dave paid it off. He gave Shane the money to go and buy the steaks, and then Shane killed it. He did two ribeyes and a hanger steak with some duck fat potatoes. Shane can throw down.
He can.
He's a catch, ladies, and he's single.
Can we play Ask Herb right now?
Sure.
Ask Herb. It's back. So I'm so excited about this. You know it's my favorite segment of all time. So here's how I heard this. This is not how I heard the story at the Bulls Press dining area the other day. First of all, you left an important part out of the story out, Herb, which was Dave is a huge Northwestern fan.
Oh, yes.
And Northwestern beat Illinois. But yeah. Yet it didn't even matter.
He still has the hat. They still have the hat. And I was disappointed mostly by the loss to Northwestern because no heart was shown in that game. But
they did not play with heart in that game.
Oh, my goodness.
It was really, okay. I was really surprised that at the Illini laying an egg in that game against Northwestern.
But also, I had heard that you guys determined that, because the whole idea of this bet is pretty great and like the subject matter makes it even funnier, but that why did you have Shane cook the steaks?
It wasn't me. Dave said, hey, Shane, when I win or when Herb wins, you'll do the cooking, right? And Shane's like, yeah, I guess.
Why didn't you guys just go to a restaurant? Why did you have to make Shane cook?
It wasn't me. I would have taken us to a restaurant, but it actually worked out much better because I think under $50 for all that stuff that we cooked, at a restaurant, that would cost minimum $1.50.
Easily. Well,
Shane also likes to show off. He is good in the kitchen. And on the grill. He likes to show off. So it gives him, isn't his handle Shane's Meat? Isn't
yes.
that what he yeah. calls himself
and
on?
To further the me and Dave, you know, our separation from each other, I went to Wheaton North. He went to Wheaton South. You know, they still suck, right?
Oh, there it
they
is.
Do. But he's much younger than I am. So we didn't go to school the same time. We don't know the same people, really.
Well, you asked.
Funny. It's a funny bet. I just like all of
it. But we love
it's,
the White Sox
it's
together.
Just it's all ridiculously silly together. The fact that you didn't go to an actual restaurant, that she ended up cooking them. The bet was on Illinois Northwestern. Northwestern ends up beating Illinois, but yet you somehow still win the bet. There's a whole lot of layers of huh there, and I'm just here for all of them. I like died laughing when I heard the story.
Didn't you go karaokeing too?
No, that was Shane the day before.
Oh, okay.
That was not with me.
Because I've seen you sing, even though you don't remember me seeing you sing.
Ooh.
Was it What a Fool Believes?
No, it was not What a Fool Believes. What song did you do? Oh, you did. Oh, man. It was like an alternative song. I'll remember it. But it was funny because I was, where we go to the tiki place or whatever? And you were up there singing and I was like, oh, this is a total Herb song.
Last Resort.
No, it was not Last Resort. That would have been funny. It was a little bit more maudlin than that.
One of my buddies.
Which surprised me because you're usually in a good mood when you drink.
One of my buddies' karaoke songs is Careless Whisper by Wham.
Why not?
Oh, that's another
What would
topic.
Be yours? Do you have one?
No.
You don't
I'm
have
not.
A go-to?
They pay me to sing, they pay me to talk, not sing. I actually did International Players Anthem once by UGK.
Get
and I
here.
Also did Forgot About Dre once.
What
that was a lot of courage, and I was not in this state. If somebody needs structure, I'll just tell you all the things that I quit this week sports-wise. Does that work?
Sure.
Number one, I quit the NFC East.
Ain't going to be nothing after that.
So give me one more platinum, black, and blank wrap. You can have it back. Where all the mad rappers at? Okay, so I quit the NFC East.
You're done with the NFC East.
When I saw the halftime score of the Redskins and Eagles game, and I don't even like saying the team name, it was 14-10 Washington, and I was like, that's it! This division is a trash dumpster fire of trash. And I made it redundant on purpose.
But then the Cowboys went out and just laid waste
consistency,
to the Rams.
Consistency is a virtue. And do you realize that somebody is going to win that division, whether or not they even want to, and they're probably going to host like a 13-3 or 12-4 team? Think about that.
Oh, by the way, the song was Say It Ain't So. Oh, oh.
Weezer.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
And is that Trader Todd? Somebody texted in.
Thank you, Texer,
text
for that.
Texer is killing it today. They're being an excellent co-host of the show.
Yeah, it's good. Sometimes you get a good day.
I know. This is an excellent text line day. They talked about bowling, songs, suggestions. I love it. Okay, so I quit the NFC East.
What else?
I quit Screen Passes.
You said that. You're done with screen
right,
passes
so
because only two teams
a lot of
do
things,
them well.
Yeah.
Wait, what are the two teams that you have doing them well?
Any team that notably gets yards after the catch.
I have the
runs,
Saints is one of them.
Yeah, it has to be the Saints.
The Chiefs are probably the other one.
Which we're going to see. I don't want to talk about that game.
Let's not. Keep going. So like, you quit that. What else did you quit?
Yeah, I quit the screen pass. Oh, I also quit any play that develops more than 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage for the same reason.
Okay.
I want everything like right at the line of scrimmage. Just load up the line and see what happens. But you actually have to execute. That's the trick. You actually have to execute the plays. I quit trash fouls. Like that foul on Wendell Carter Jr. I don't know how Steven Adams became the dude in the NBA who like unsuspectingly gets all the calls, but he unsuspectingly gets all the calls. Have you noticed that? This has been going on for years.
I thought the last 2 minutes of the Bulls game was some of the worst refereeing I've seen so far this season. Some of the stuff, we were talking about it earlier. The timeout that they allowed Chris Paul to get was atrocious. I mean, it was just bad. Like he didn't have possession of the ball. It should have been a jump ball minimum and probably a travel on him. But to give him the timeout when he didn't have possession, I thought it was really terrible.
I feel like there's definitely part of me that thinks that the NBA 2-minute report is now an excuse in a way to apologize for bad refereeing, even though there is accountable there. There's accountability there. I almost feel like it's like how parental ratings on TV shows made it just a lot easier to put in whatever you wanted on a TV show. I feel the same way about the 2-minute warning or in 2-minute warning, the 2-minute report in a lot of cases. They're like, oh yeah, this should have happened. The other problem I have is Jim Boylan's talking about developing a young team, but part of that is your reputation with the referees. And Wendell Carter Jr. is not getting a fair whistle. And I never thought I would be that person who complains about refereeing in the NBA. There's enough of those. But you worry about the reputation you're going to get with somebody.
No, you're right.
Especially as a big.
You're 100% right.
Especially as a big. And we saw it in such an egregious case. And I have no idea how Steven Adams is a dude who's gotten all these calls.
Because he looks like Jason Momoa.
Does he send the refs flowers? Like, I don't know what happened here.
Do you want to get him mad?
I ain't afraid.
Does it matter?
Because he looks
maybe,
like...
Maybe Tony Brothers just wants Chris Paul off his case. I mean, you heard him yelling at
other
people.
That's true.
And here's the other thing I quit. When you teach kids about sportsmanship in the lower levels of sports, Little League, Pop Warner, high school sports, when everybody can high five and take pictures together after the game.
Biddy basketball.
And kneel together and pray and all of these things. I'm not going to hate on people for taking pictures together after a game.
I don't really have that big a problem.
But you know this, how everybody's like, oh, yay, sportsmanship after game for kids. But then you're pros and suddenly you have to de-learn all of that.
Especially when you realize that those two guys played on Chris Paul's AAU team and he's been helpful to – like, I got no issue with that
I'm just not here for it. Like, pictures are part of society. They're not happy about that loss. I guarantee you right now. I've seen Wendell Carter Jr. in the locker room enough. He's not happy after a loss like that.
Yeah. I mean, you hear fans say all the time, the best part of the playoffs in the NHL is when they line up after the game when the series is over and they shake hands.
Herbie, it's the greatest tradition in sports.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
I mean, yeah, because it's not like it doesn't happen in other sports. I mean, God forbid that guys in the NBA all shake hands with each other.
Trade jerseys and such.
And in the NFL, you don't have guys you don't have guys being afraid to say hi to Tom Brady and ask them for jerseys, and then Tom Brady then sending that person a jersey. That never happens in other sports, only in hockey.
We know that's not the narrative.
It's true.
My whole point is you teach your kids sportsmanship at every other level. Don't be upset when it's in the pros now because something you taught caught on society. So I quit that, too.
The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan and Purdue. Season and single-game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. And this segment is being brought to you by Casper.com. Don't let the stress of holiday shopping keep you up at night. Casper has gifts for every dreamer. Go to Casper.com now and use code GIFTS, that's GIFTS, for a code for $25 off your gift orders over $100. Offer expires on Christmas Eve. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com. I have to let you go because we have to take a break, but I did want to tell you this story because I think everyone here, because Layla, Herbie, and Campy all know Panther. Panther left a gift on our kitchen counter for me with a really nice note on it. And I didn't open it because I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to open it until Christmas, right? She's like, no, I wanted you to open it before Christmas. So we have a cleaning lady that comes once a month. And the cleaning lady showed up while we were gone. She has access to the house. She took the gift. I think she thought it was for her.
Obviously. It's not like you don't know how to find her.
Well, she's not a thief.
Like, right.
And we have often left her stuff. And so she took the gift, and I said, well, because Panther wasn't freaking out. So I knew it wasn't like she didn't buy me a watch or anything like that. I'm like, well, what was the gift? She's like, well, it was an ornament for the tree, for our little tree. And I was like, oh, that's too bad. I was like, what was the ornament? She's like, oh, it was a Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You ornament. I was like, the cleaning lady now hates us because she thinks that her Christmas gift was this crappy ornament. This inside gag that was meant for me. Bad.
Funny.
Bad. So now we're going to have to put more ducats on that year end because someone wanted to be funny.
Or just get her another gift.
What do we say? Like, hey.
Don't say anything.
We know you stole a gift.
No, but like, if she's not saying anything, then you don't say anything.
I'm not.
Just don't say anything.
If she brings it back next week, we'll know. But I feel bad.
Yeah, no, at this point, I would just lay off. And if whoever is the first one to say something has to take responsibility. So don't let it be you.
All right, it won't be me. I'm taking that advice and I am going to use it. Layla, thank you as always for coming to visit.
Thanks, guys. And I'll just leave you with this. The one and only ornament I got for my Christmas tree this year is the Death Star.
I'm going to go see you Thursday night with a bunch of people. Bulldog gave me a ticket. So I'm going to.
Oh,
I'm
you're
actually,
in.
I'm in. 8 o'clock Thursday night. It's on like Radon Chong.
Welcome to the Nerd Council. I welcome you at NBC Sports Chicago.
I prefer geek, but yeah, I live in that space.
I am not going to see it until probably after Christmas or something. But welcome to the Nerd Council.
Well, thank you very much. We need to take a break. I'll wrap up things next here on The Score. The more I think about it, the more I do think that Michael Thomas should be in the conversation for MVP. He won't win it, but I'd love to see him finish high in that conversation because it's in the voting because the numbers are just disgusting. Herbie brought up something that we don't have enough time to talk about today, but we will talk about tomorrow. So think about this. Your homework assignment for today's show. What is it that you want to see out of the Bears in the last two games? That's something that we are going to discuss on tomorrow's show. Thanks to Layla Rahimi for hanging out with us. We appreciate when she stops by the show. She does a great job on Bulls. And for her being on the show, she gets a Hub 51 gift card. Shout out to Hub 51. I was there Sunday, had the chicken nachos. Highly recommend it. Right there on the corner of Hubbard and Dearborn. I'm going to talk McNeil and Parkins coming up next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.